It's 7:04. I'm Jake Brownell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Chapel Hills Mall in Colorado Springs is facing foreclosure. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the mall's owner, a New York-based investment group, received foreclosure notices amounting to $37 million. The paper says it could be the largest default in the history of El Paso County. A foreclosure auction has been scheduled for March, but the Gazette says such an auction is a worst-case scenario. The mall remains open and will likely continue to operate as usual through any future proceedings. The Gazette reports the owner could not be reached for comment. This weekend marks the 30th anniversary of the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival in Colorado Springs. It's the longest continuously running women's film fest in North America. Linda Broker directs the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Institute, which puts on the event. She says the festival remains committed to the mission that inspired its founders 30 years ago.
They were motivated to bring films to Colorado Springs that reflected the voices of women and that exposed the community to, you know, different ways of thinking and being.
This year's festival features profiles of influential figures like Dolores Huerta and Jane Goodall, and documentaries on subjects ranging from refugees to space exploration. Films will be screening at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and Colorado College. Full disclosure, the festival is an underwriter of this station, and Colorado College is the station's licensee. This is 91.5 KRCC News.